I want to, Mr. Chairman, address some process concerns. This is clearly something a lot of us care about. I mean, child labor is evil, and I do think we want to figure out how to root it out and how to punish those accountable for these acts of evil. This is a complex amendment with both the secondary and even more so the underlying amendment that I don't fully understand the impacts of. So, for instance, if USDA can't go and any longer contract with somebody who is responsible for 25% of all of the processing capacity in America, what will that do to the price of what USDA will have to pay to secure that protein for hungry Americans? Almost all of the other amendments we've spoken about tonight were pre-submitted. I had an opportunity to have my staff look into them and get answers along that size and scope, which gave me some comfort in voting. The hour is now getting closer to midnight. I don't understand the impact on hungry Americans through this. I don't understand the budgetary cost to USDA. I think studying this via a GAO report is more sensitive, appropriate, and respectful of the process than making us vote at a late hour at something when we don't have any idea what this will actually do to hungry Americans.
Chairman yields, now recognize Mr. McGovern for 3 minutes.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you don't even know what your SNAP amendment will do in terms of affecting people who are food insecure or hungry in this country. You've had a year and a half to put this farm bill together, and nobody's thought about child labor. It's really simple, right? You either think child labor is okay, or you don't. And saying, let's just do a study, that's the oldest trick in a book.
Will the gentleman yield?
Do that? No, I will not. Yeah. You guys do that all the time. Every time there's an issue you want to dodge, let's do a GAO study, which means we'll never get to it. So here's the deal. If you agree that child labor is a bad thing, not only in big companies, in small companies too. Child labor all of a sudden is not okay because it's a smaller operation. This is wrong. And so if you think child labor is okay, vote for this secondary amendment. If you think it is wrong, like we do, then vote for the Kassar amendment.
First of all, everybody take a deep breath. We have done so well today, and the meltdown on this last one is, in my mind, in my opinion, for what it's worth as chairman, is unacceptable. Let's work our way through this. We do have a secondary amendment. Mr. Kassar, I think anyone that's abusing child labor is evil, and it's, especially if they're doing it in any type of systemic way. And I just want to say up front, although the vote will be on the secondary amendment, and quite frankly, GAO making sure the information, this is a very complex and very deep subject to get at the very end in sort of a last minute thing with a lot of complexity. I mean, there's a couple of us that serve on education and labor or education workforce committee, and quite frankly, I can see jurisdictional issues with that committee, let alone, that committee in particular. And so what I will share with you, Ms. Kassar, I would be happy going forward to work with you on this issue when we're able to do that, not at 20 till 12, with a short window here. Now, we're going to continue to hear from everybody, so I'm not cutting anybody off, but I just would like everybody to take a deep breath so we finish here in with decorum and, quite frankly, the grace that I think we've done here in these past.